Let's pray. Father, thank you that with or without technology, I'm going to go. Grant's laughing at me, Father, so don't hold that against him. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm just going to leave that up there. I'm not even going to try. How about that? Ernest Hemingway, in his book, The Capital of the World, tells the story of a father and his teenage son, Paco. Set in Spain, right? It's set in Spain. You can go back, Steve. Thank you, sir. Paco was an extremely common name in Spain of that time. And Paco desired to become a matador. Who doesn't want to be a matador in Spain, right? He wanted to become a matador and, of course, to escape his father's control. So he runs away to the capital, hence the title of the book, Capital of the World, to the capital, Madrid. His father was desperate to reconcile with his son, and he follows him there and puts an ad in a local newspaper with a simple phrase, "Dear Paco, meet me in front of the Madrid newspaper office tomorrow at noon. All is forgiven. I love you." Hemingway then writes, "The next day at noon in front of the newspaper office, there were 800 Pacos, all seeking forgiveness." So today, on Father's Day, I want to speak to the Pacos in the house. From your father and my father, not the earthly father. I had a great earthly father, by the way. I did. And I am saddened that even now, this last week, I learned a new thing about my dad that I did not know. And it saddened me that I didn't know that while he was alive, while he was living on this earth. And I loved my dad. And then it saddened me all the things that I didn't share with him, that he didn't get to be a part of. But I'm one of the fortunate ones that had a good daddy. Some of you, that's not the case. Some of you, when you hear father, something wells up inside of you because your experience was not the same. As a matter of fact, we live in a world now where fatherlessness is rampant. Our children, we have kids and lift kids right now. They don't have fathers, or they had a father, and their father is no longer in the home. And I want you to understand something with me today, that there is a prevailing spirit in the earth, and it's not the Spirit of God, that is doing its best to take fathers out of the picture. Television shows, movies, commercials portray men as doofuses, as irrelevant. And I want you to also know that God created male and female, created he them, in his image. And as much as we affirm women here, and we do affirm women here, as much as we affirm women here, we have to understand God could not get it done with only women. It's amazing how much has been accomplished because the women of faith who are behind the scenes, the grandmas on their knees for you and I, right? Come on. But today, ladies, you can listen in, but I want to speak to the Pacos in the house. The Pacos in the house. You see, my dad experience was good. Maybe your dad experience was good. But it's a new day. And here's what I hear the Father saying to you and I. All is forgiven. I want that to soak in, Paco. All is forgiven. I love you. Happy Father's Day. It's your Father in heaven, his gift to you today. All is forgiven. Happy Father's Day. You see, Jesus was the perfect embodiment of the Father's heart. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. The law said we deserve death. Grace says paid in full. And Jesus didn't come to stand in the gap between an angry father to pay the price, because our angry father demands a price for sin. No, the Father himself came as the Son himself to redeem you and I to himself. And he's saying, once again, all is forgiven. I love you. Happy Father's Day. If you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians, we're going to be in chapter 5. We're going to read just a few verses. I have a gift for you all, Pacos, and that is, we're going to be short today. It's a gift. I have another gift. You probably didn't notice it when you came in, but there was no backdrop out there in the living room that you had to get your picture taken for Father's Day. You're welcome. You're welcome. I have another gift coming in a little bit, and I'll tell you in a few moments. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to read verses 14 through 21. Paul is writing here. This is in 2 Corinthians. If I said first, I meant second. Paul is writing here, and something about Paul is that Paul has come to a place in his walk with the Lord and just in his life in general to where he's as concerned about his motive for what he does as he is what he does. There's meaning and depth to his actions. A lot of people, a lot of men, frankly, we get pushed into actions. We do. And we do things because it's the thing to do. It's the manly thing to do. Today, I want you, Paco, to go with me and to join with me. And let's think heart issues here. Let's think motive and motivation. Paul says in verse 14, for the love of Christ controls us. Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. Paul is at a place to where he's seeing the end at the beginning. You understand, this is early church stuff here. But he's already seen this great big grace picture that it's finished. It's already done. Christ already paid the price for all. All people died. When he died, we all died with him. When he came alive, we all came alive in him. Motive. 15. And he died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. I think one of the hardest things for men to do is to recognize themselves not in the flesh. It's been said that men are shallow. And in some respects, we are. We're wired differently. We're wired in a different way. Women, typically, everything is connected. Everything is connected to everything else. And with men, we connect nothing. And it kind of gets us in trouble. Because we'll speak without thinking. We'll act without praying. And if you ask a man, what is he thinking about? And he says nothing. He means it. And yet Paul is telling us here, hey, we can't look at each other the way we used to. It's not the same. There's something different. It's a new day. So Paco, I want to welcome you to your new day today that A, it's finished. It's done. Christ died for all. Therefore, he lives for all. And that means you and I. Paul's already seen. He's already seen all the way to the end. When every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The great thing is we don't have to wait till then. We do it now. It's what we do when we come in here. It's what we do when we get before our Father, our Heavenly Father, who is not the big meanie that your father was, right? Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. I'm calling out the newness inside of you men. Women, you too, but especially you men. It's not that all of a sudden God has a new idea for you. It's his plan for you all along. And it may be new to you. But there is a newness, a new man, and it happened the moment you asked Jesus to be your Lord. Whether that was today or 30 years ago, I'm calling out the new man today. The newness, the new creation, the creation that is created in God's image himself. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. The Father has another message for you. You're brand new. How does he know that? Because he made you brand new. He's restored you to his original intent. Oh, and he also says, I love you. Happy Father's Day. Verse 18. Now all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. I don't know that I have ever sensed more strongly how important the ministry of reconciliation on men is. We have been the hunter-gatherers. We have been the, you know, I've gone to men's conferences and you know, you have a good time. They'll have the lumberjack guy and they'll have the competitions and they always portray men as being just all like this, macho, Bear Grylls, that is his name? Bear Grylls. I mean, you know, but I want to call out the ministry of reconciliation in men, and it begins with your wife. I'm asking you to stop stuffing it and come clean with your wife. Well, I'm not married. Well, you practice it now on those that are your friends. You don't have to be Mr. Tough as Nails. Look at Pastor Chris. He cries up here every single week. And I can tell you, he's a real man. As a matter of fact, I think that makes him more of a man, that he's willing to be vulnerable. He's willing to be emotional. Oh, a man who's emotional? They all are. We've just learned to hide it because we might have to do something with it if we do, if we show you, if we let you know. So with that in mind, I'm asking you ladies to pick up the ministry of reconciliation also and let your men in your lives, let them be who they really are and quit trying to make them who you want them to be. Because it doesn't work. How many years we've been married, Kelly? 40 years. Is it working? No, it's not. That's true. I'm not wearing Crocs. So you've had some progress. Although I had a pair of Crocs that were as old as the tablets that Moses brought down from the mountain. And they had no tread on the bottom. And every time there was a little tiny spot of water in the garage, I would fall down. So as a safety issue, she bought me some new Crocs that have tread. And we had a little ceremony and threw those old ones away. Now I can't find them new ones. I don't know where they went. Yeah, I only have one place I can wear them. The garage. Which, by the way, all of our children no longer live with us. For 38 years, we've had a child living with us. We don't have a child living in our home now, and I'm putting a new sign up in the garage as you walk in the house that says, pants are optional. So just be warned, if you come in, better knock and say, is it okay? Now all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. God is looking to reconcile this earth, and he wants to do it through men and women because he has a message to the earth. He has a message, and his message is, you're brand new. You can be brand new. Nobody needs to know how unbrand new they are. No one needs you taking the Holy Spirit's job of conviction. That's not your job. He wants reconciliation through you and I. He wants us to tell the good news, and the good news is, I love you, says the Father. I love you, says the Son. I love you, says Holy Spirit. Verse 19, namely that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Like I said, it wasn't Jesus stepping in to be a block for angry God. It was the Father himself in Christ reconciling you and I to himself. Why? Because I love you, he says. Happy Father's Day. Namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. The word of reconciliation. What word could that be? What would be the one word that could be the word of reconciliation? Could it be the word above all words? Could it be the word that at that word every knee will bow and every tongue will confess? I have another message from the Father, Paco. Tell others that I love them too. They need to hear it from you, not just your wife. And I'd say that starts with your kids. I heard my dad say one cuss word my entire life. Maybe your dad cussed like a sailor. I don't know. One cuss word. But I heard him tell me thousands of times that he loved me. Yes, I remember that cuss word. But I remember more vividly every one of those times when he said that he loved me. And the sad thing was, I didn't recognize it at the time. Husbands, fathers, tell your kids that you love them. Be reconciled with them. Well, my son, he is a prodigal. I know, I got one of those. My son, he's a prodigal, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's okay. Love them. My daughter, she doesn't believe the way we do. Okay, love them. Love them. The father says, I love you. Let's see, what could I say that would be like the father? I love you. But they have failed me time and time again. Have you? Yeah. Yeah, it's old plank eye, isn't it? Worry about the speck in somebody else's eye while you're walking around with a log sticking out of yours. Love them. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation. Tell others I love them too. Happy Father's Day. Verse 20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. We are in the ambassador building right now. Our address is 12200 North Ambassador Drive. They can rename this building, but the address remains. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are appointed ones to share Christ and the love of the Father. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I have another message from the Father, and I'll close with this. You are my righteousness. I don't feel very, very righteous. It's not about how you feel. It's about the facts. The facts are Jesus became your sin that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ. You are my righteousness. Oh, and he has one more thing to say. You are all mine. I own you 100%. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you. And then we go off and we act like we gave him about 10%. You know, it don't matter what you give. He owns 100% of you. So you should let go and let God do what he wants to do. Holy Spirit's going, I'm ready. I'm ready. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. I'm ready. What are we going to do? Maybe at the restaurant today. Maybe at the family thing today. Maybe with the kids all around. When the kids, we're going to be nice today. Everybody be nice at the family dinner. Start with you, Paco. You're his righteousness, and you're all his. He says, you're all mine. Happy Father's Day. Father, I love you. I thank you. That's all I have. It's all you asked me to say. And we're so glad that you invited us to be your sons and daughters, that we're no longer slaves. We're the head only, not the tail. We're above only and not beneath. And that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that we do overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And that we do walk in freedom and liberty because of your presence in our life. And that we are who you say we are. And we do what you say we do. And we have what you say we have. Because you're not a man that you should lie, but you're God Almighty. So on this Father's Day, we say to you, Father God, happy Father's Day. So be it in us as you desire. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.